When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Bothell Hell House, desecrated sanctuary. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of suburban normalcy, a quiet town nestled in the Pacific Northwest, where life typically flows with predictable tranquility. We are heading to Bothell, Washington, in the year 2012, where a seemingly ordinary rental home became the epicenter of a horrifying multi-year siege by an unseen, malevolent force. This is the chilling and profoundly disturbing account of what came to be known as the Bothell Hell House and the terrifying ordeal of Keith Linder. Keith Linder and his then-girlfriend, Tina, were simply looking for a new start. They moved into a spacious rental home in Bothell, a quiet residential area, with the hope of building a peaceful life together. The house itself was unremarkable, a modern, comfortable dwelling in a pleasant neighborhood. They settled in, unaware that their new sanctuary would quickly transform into a battleground against an entity of profound evil, an entity that seemed to harbor a particular hatred for the sacred. The initial disturbances were subtle, easily dismissed as the quirks of a new home. Unexplained noises, faint knocks, distant whispers would echo from empty rooms. Objects would shift from their places or inexplicably go missing, only to reappear later in odd locations. The air would sometimes turn inexplicably cold, chilling specific areas of a room, even on a warm day. Keith and Tina initially tried to rationalize these occurrences, blaming drafts, faulty pipes, or their own tired imaginations. But the frequency and the unsettling nature of the phenomena soon made denial impossible. The activity rapidly escalated, growing bolder, more frequent, and chillingly specific in its malevolence. The entity seemed to have a profound aversion to religious objects, and a terrifying penchant for destruction. One of the most infamous and disturbing manifestations involved Bibles. Keith and Tina kept Bibles in their home, a common practice for many. But these Bibles would inexplicably be found open to random pages, or, more terrifyingly, would spontaneously ignite. Without any discernible source of flame or accelerant, portions of the sacred texts would burn, singeing pages, leaving behind charred remnants. Yet often the surrounding material remained untouched. It was a clear, deliberate act of desecration, suggesting an entity with a profound hatred for divine symbols. Adding to the horror, cryptic and chilling messages began to appear. Latin words would be found inexplicably written on the walls of the home, scrawled in an unknown hand, seemingly appearing overnight. These phrases, when translated, were often blasphemous, insulting, or contained ominous warnings, further cementing the family's growing conviction that they were dealing with something profoundly evil and intelligent, something that understood the power of language and sought to terrorize them through it. The poltergeist activity also intensified dramatically. Objects around the house became dangerous projectiles. Small items would be violently thrown, shattering against walls or flying across rooms. Doors would slam shut with immense force, as if slammed by an invisible fist. The psychological toll on Keith and Tina was immense. Sleep became almost impossible, replaced by a constant state of hypervigilance and suffocating anxiety. They were living in a perpetual state of terror, their home no longer a sanctuary, but a cage of unseen torment. The entity's violence, however, escalated to a terrifying, potentially lethal level. Keith Linder claimed to have been directly assaulted by the unseen force. He reported being pushed, shoved, and even scratched by invisible hands, leaving visible red welts and bruises on his skin. But the most horrifying and undeniable physical attack involved a common household tool, an axe. Keith unequivocally stated that axes were thrown at him from across the room. These were not minor objects. These were heavy, dangerous tools, wielded with lethal intent by an unseen aggressor, narrowly missing him, striking walls, leaving undeniable dents and marks. The message was chillingly clear. This entity sought to kill. Desperate for help, and unable to find answers from local authorities who were baffled by the physical evidence that defied any logical explanation, Keith and Tina turned to the paranormal community. Their harrowing story reached the ears of various investigators, including prominent researchers like Steve Mehra and other teams. These investigators arrived at the Bothell home, armed with specialized equipment, determined to document the phenomena and offer assistance. What they found provided crucial corroboration for Keith and Tina's terrifying claims. Investigators documented inexplicable energy surges, measuring extreme fluctuations in electromagnetic fields, EMF, in various parts of the house. Anomalies that defied any known electrical source or natural interference. They also reported witnessing objects move on their own, hearing disembodied voices, and experiencing the pervasive foul odors that haunted the home. The sheer volume and consistency of the phenomena, along with the physical evidence left behind by the entity, convinced many of the investigators that the Bothell home was indeed infested by a powerful, intelligent, and profoundly malevolent demonic presence. They believed this entity was not merely a residual haunting, but an active, conscious evil, capable of extreme physical violence, and driven by a desire to utterly terrorize its inhabitants. The Bothell Hell House quickly gained notoriety in paranormal circles, becoming a modern-day case study of extreme haunting. It was featured on numerous television programs and documentaries, its chilling details recounted by Keith Linder himself. The case sparked intense debate. Was it a genuine demonic oppression, a force of evil specifically targeting Keith and Tina due to some unknown catalyst, perhaps even the land's history? Or was it a complex hoax, a shared delusion, or a combination of psychological distress and misinterpretation, as skeptics often argued? The lack of traditional proof of demons kept it out of the scientific realm, but the undeniable physical evidence left profound questions. What truly plagued Keith Linder and Tina in that Bothell rental home, dear listeners? Was it a simple poltergeist that escalated beyond control? Or was it, as many believed, a truly violent demon, a pure evil that reveled in desecrating the sacred, etching its dark commands in Latin on walls, and attempting to take lives with thrown axes? The terrifying implication is that some homes are not just buildings, but battlegrounds, the horror of a sanctuary turning into a literal hell, where objects meant for protection become instruments of torment, is a chilling testament to the unseen forces that may exist, and the terrifying price paid when those forces decide to take personal aim. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.